The Nigerians not happy with waiting at the airport for 7 hours thanks to the new security rules that were imposed by the United States for 14 countries, including that one. And that's where we begin. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Of course, we've been talking about airport security. These discussions are so long overdue, it's outrageous. Nothing, really, or very few things were implemented, or so it seems, after all that money was spent on the 9/11 commission hearings, for what it's worth. Did anybody pay attention to things that were suggested? So the botched Christmas airline attack, of course, has people from the right, from the left, and from the undecided all a Twitter with what to do and who's to blame, right? Then comes this statistic, which is not shocking at all. I don't know why anyone would be surprised by this, but with the struggles we're having with the economy and all the people that are unemployed or underemployed, because I like that number the best, whenever the numbers are announced, I always think to myself, yeah, but a lot of people who are employed are barely working part-time jobs. So here's the scoop. The Transportation Security Administration was allocated in 2009 almost $8 billion, right? Now, $5.74 billion, to give you the specific number, was actually earmarked for aviation security. Only $128 million, you heard me right, of the billion, $128 million of the total was even used toward enhancements at passenger checkpoints to improve any kind of detection of things that aren't supposed to be on the plane, like weapons and explosives. So, if you think about it, and this is so funny because I read a story about this today and I thought, wow, that's brilliant, seeing where those numbers actually fall. That's about $100 million less than the tax break that was given to Alaska fishermen in that stimulus package that was passed by Congress. That's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And we could go even further on this with these numbers. The report released in September by the Congressional Research Service, this is courtesy of the Huffington Post, by the way, estimated that $94.8 billion was spent in Iraq for 2009, right, for the year. Another $55.2 billion is going to Afghanistan, more than 10 times the amount spent on aviation security. Wow. And, of course, the number is going to be higher. It's almost $73 billion in 2010. And that doesn't even include the $30 billion that will be needed to pay for the surge of more troops. So I would have to say that this imbalance would be a huge red flag. Is anybody in government concerned about these numbers? You want to talk about putting them on a scale. Something's absolutely wrong here because you've got one thing being funded as at the detriment to the other. That's the way it's looking, right? So Homeland Security is way down the list, while the military operations, they're pumping all the money into that. Well, the problem is it needs to, you need to have some parallel there. So come on. We're not worried about what's happening from our in our airports, and then especially internationally when international flights come in. Are you kidding me? I can't believe we haven't had something else happen at an airport. The more I think about it, and with the amount of money that's not being spent on beefing up the system or looking at the system or any of that, I mean, really, what good is it? So are we just too bogged down in everything else? And in the global threat of terrorism, that we're not protecting the homeland in any real way? So it seems, doesn't it? So maybe in a way, this whole thing that happened with the Northwest flight is a blessing in disguise to perhaps wake up some people who have been asleep at the wheel or hoping we wouldn't notice. You know, here you've got, still have forces, of course, in Iraq, but you've got Afghanistan. Now you have what's bubbling up in Yemen, and there's no way that anybody's going to be deployed there. That's going to be a drone situation, right? But this country, is not prepared to handle a terrorist attack any more than we were in 2001. I don't think. You have other people who, other talking head politicians will say, oh, we're so much better off than we were before. How are we so much better off than we were before? We almost had a plane easily blow up in Detroit. And as somebody who's traveled a lot to the major cities and cities in between, I don't see anything that's different. I've seen people not paying attention, frankly, at some of the checkpoints or patting down people who are 87 years old and ignoring others that are right in front of them that look like they, you know, look like something is a little off with eyes darting all around and have that. If you're going to judge somebody, not anything to do with even skin color, anything like that. If you're just going to judge somebody on movements, you know, they pay people big money to look at juries, to look at eye movements and hand movements and what they're doing. But we don't pay anyone to do that at security checkpoints. We don't pay our best people, people who are trained to spot something being a little bit off with anybody. We don't have those. We just don't have that. The trained people there, let's face it, right? I'm not saying everybody at the TSA is not doing their job, but are they really at the level that you want them to be? And the answer is no, and part of it obviously has to be due to money. And I'd have to say that, you know, there must be better ways to follow the trail of a would-be terrorist than what we're doing at this point. And again, it's not a surprise to me. It hasn't been a surprise to me since September 11th. After that happened and we had all the bravado about the alerts and the orange alert and the red alert and the high alert and everything else, I never thought that that was doing much good. But in this case, when you really analyze the numbers, oh, it is just beyond depressing to me. 7.99 billion. Take this number in, the Transportation Security Administration, right? Almost 6 billion of which goes for aviation security, but only 128 million. Think of all the airports we have in the country is actually even used at the passenger deal, at the checkpoints to help improve any kind of detection of somebody getting through. That's nothing. How many airports do we have in the United States? Wow, is all I can say. Is that just not shocking to some of you listening to that, to those numbers? So ultimately, you have to ask the question, I mean, did we just forget about any of the recommendations after 9/11? Has anybody been trying to institute anything when it comes to the TSA? And once again, all we have is people backing other people up and saying, oh, no, we are so much better off than we were before, and we have good people in place. Come on, baloney. All right, Claire McCaskill thinks so, though, and thinks that one senator is off his rocker, and we'll let you hear that next on America Tonight.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Are they doing anything right these days, government-wise? That third party's looking sweeter to me. Hey, everybody, Kate, hanging out with you in the new year, 2010, just a few days in. You know what I love about it? When I get to the section of the show where I do this day in history and I tell you how many days are left in the year, we still have a whole lot of days left in the year to try to get some of this stuff right. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you? How was your New Year's?
My New Year was okay, except for that game the other day. It wasn't so great with your cow lilies crushing the Eagles.
And you can already get one pinned on you this coming week, so.
I hope not. I hope that it's the opposite.
Well, you know, they say, it can't be them three times one year. Well, that's what the Ravens were thinking last year before Pittsburgh did it to them, so, you know, it can happen, but, it'd be tough, but we'll see what happens. McNabb did not. I didn't think he played very well at all.
It was terrible.
Passes all over the place.
Yep.
I expect him to come out and play a lot better next week. But the Saturday night game too, I guess. So.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway, I guess I don't know if you heard tonight that the Sputniks pulled off another upset. So.
I did see that. In fact, I saw. You were talking about the TCU game, right?
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? I was watching the tail end of that, and I knew it. I said, there's just no way this is going to happen because there was a dropped opportunity with that one wide receiver, and I thought, that's not going to happen. We're not going into any kind of extra overtime here, baby. It's ending, and they won. So that was huge.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a hard time here in Utah or in Wyoming admitting that Idaho can play better football than us. It's very humbling, you know. But, you know, it's just really sad, Kate, because you look over the last few years and Boise State tonight, they beat Oregon at the start of the season, who won the Pac-10. They just beat TCU, crushed everybody in the Mountain West this year. So, you know, and then they're from the WAC, and those are the three conferences in the West. Because they're obviously the best team in the West. you know, and, you know, they're not going to get shot, you know. And last year, you know, it was Utah, and Utah just surprised everybody by putting a whipping on Alabama, and, you know, there's just no way they're going to beat Alabama. And then it happens, and, of course, then the, you know, all the sports nuts or whatever have, you know, voted that the Oklahoma Boise State game from 4 years ago and just in a Fiesta Bowl was the best college game of the decade. And, you know, and then, you know, of course, the year before that was, you know, Utah and Alex Smith just, you know, lights out all season long. And unfortunately, had to play a weak opponent in Pittsburgh in the bowl, you know, in their bowl game. But, you know, it's just there's no respect for the little guys. And you know, I mean, you look at the populations. I mean, Idaho, barely million and a half. Utah, 2.5 million. I mean, we got cities in America that got more people than these states, Kate. And, you know, of course, there's my dinky state, Wyoming, which, you know, do we have people there hardly?
Yeah, I agree.
They would come out on the phone and call with you people going, there's people in Wyoming? Oh, my gosh. Anyways, you know, Kate, it's just no respect for these, you know, smaller schools. And, you know, and it's all about the money. You know that. And it's sad that that's the way it is in college sports. And, you know, I know the Attorney General of Utah trying to file a lawsuit against, you know, the BCS, because they're hogging up the money. They just pointed out today that the University of Texas football team took in $60 million this year.
Wow.
You know, and you know, compared to $2-3 million for Utah or BYU or some of these other small schools. And so it's just disparaging how the difference in the, you know, and to make no doubt about it, you know, they build these real fancy facilities and, who knows what goes on that doesn't get found out by the NCAA to get these athletes to come to these schools. And, you know, and so it's just sad to see, you know, you're looking at right now, you got Texas and Alabama coming up on Thursday, and you're thinking, gee, okay, after that game's done, there's going to be two teams that are left undefeated, Boise State and them, and both of them are going to be 14-0. So why can't you just say, okay, you two are playing for another game next week, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I'm sure Jerry Jones would love to host it, you know, on that big screen TV. But anyways, hey, I was going to talk to you about what in the world is going on, Kate? Some guy walks through a secured area at Newark at the airport?
Yeah, ridiculous. And they have no clues as to anything. I mean, with the video cameras, the chaos they created, give me a break.
This guy could have had a bomb, you know,
yes.
and then he had the shoot up down there in Vegas today, and I'm like, you know, did they ever find out and say who this guy was by chance? I haven't heard.
No, they don't know. They don't have any new information on it.
Huh, you know, if he was a terrorist, you know, shooting in a federal building or, you know, but it's just, you know, we're sitting back and, you know, occasionally, you know, these things are happening, and these guys who want us dead are watching this stuff going, you know what?
We can do more. Yeah.
Exactly, you know,
That's exactly what you just nailed it right there. That's it in a nutshell, Don. If I'm a terrorist, I said this the other night, I think this is all comical. I'm saying let the Americans with the PC political correctness and we can't do this and we can't do that. And they are chasing their tails around. And why have we not stepped it up? I'm thinking, I can't believe we haven't had a plane blow up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is, I'm kind of about 30-70 on Barack right now, you know, and I was a little upset that they bothered him about this thing that happened last week, you know, with the underpanty bomber while the guy was on vacation. I mean, you know, he's gone a lot from his kids, and, you know, and I'm like, well, nothing's going to get taken care of in the next 3 days. Leave him alone, you know, but at the same time, so the thing that kind of upset me is Al-Qaeda comes out and says, oh, that was us, you know, yeah, we're still after you guys, and it's like, huh, okay, whoopee-doo, you know, where's the strike, why all of a sudden we didn't hear some big, you know, obviously they've got to know where these guys are at, or, you know, it's, can they hide that good, you know, are they hiding in Pakistan? I mean, if they're hiding in Pakistan, it's butter deal with Pakistan to say, hey, man, if you guys can't get rid of these guys, we got to come in and do it, you know? And,
I agree.
You know, But my first thought was, well, you know, where's the return strike? Where's the, you know, these guys are going to keep messing with the big dog. The big dog's going to bite back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like, oh, well, you know, well, okay, we'll beef up our security and stuff. No. You know, you're always going to be able to, you know, find holes in security. You can be, you know, as long as it's kind of like the theory, Kate, that if, you know, if somebody really wants you dead and they want to try hard enough, they're probably going to figure out a way to kill you.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, they can do whatever they can to keep coming at you until you get rid of them.
That's right.
And so, you know, just beefing up our security and, oh, making everything, everybody here feel more nice and safe. That's good. But that's not answering the problem, Tate. And, you know, I'm just really kind of surprised with Al-Qaeda right now. You'd think they just lay back until, you know, the United States gets out of the Middle East and out of Afghanistan and, you know,
I don't think they have anything to be worried about. I think that's exactly what we're saying here, is that it's crazy. Nothing is 100% foolproof, but have we done anything? How much have we done really to secure our airports since 9/11? Not that much, it looks like. And we're not even spending that much money.
Well, I just, you know, it's, you know, you're going to sit there and tell Americans we got to keep troops over in Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, to fight terrorism, to fight Al-Qaeda, and to help build those countries up or whatever. Well, let's see some more action come from that, you know, because I know he's sending the troops over there, and maybe they're going to get ready to pounce on these guys again. But, you know, I'm just kind of like, all I heard last week was, okay, let's we got to check our security, you know, and I'm like, whoa. What about these guys who just claimed that they were trying to attack us again? Are we just taking that with a whiff of wind, or are we going to do something about it? You know?
Right, exactly. So, and we have to do something about it is the answer, yeah.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, we'll catch up later. Thanks again.
All right, Don, we'll see. We'll have to see what happens this week. We're definitely going to talk later in the week, by the way, about the Cowboys and the Eagles. Drive safely, my friends. You can always throw in your thoughts at 800-259-5791. Again, the number to jingle is 800-259-5791. We're going to try to fill in some blanks across the globe coming up on the flip side.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
All right, we're going to take you global here in just a second. But before we do that, in discussing watch lists and how secure are we at the airports and whatnot, I've gotten a ton of email on this. You always can throw in any of your thoughts at americatonight.net, whether it's on that particular thing or one of the other things that we happen to be talking about here on ATN, or maybe something that you find out that you think is intriguing would be worth a discussion. So as you break this down, you look at all aspects of it. It's interesting because everybody's scrambling, and this is typical of Washington. I mean, it's the game of politics. Everybody is scrambling for a parachute, basically, is what we're seeing. And it's the blame game times 10. We just rotate the same thing over and over again, whether it's health care, or whether we're talking about funding or Guantanamo, any issue, pick any issue. And we're all smart enough, really, to realize that, right? So here's the thing. TSA is now under fire. And who did what and who breached, how do they breach the security? And, oh, my gosh, how did that happen at Newark? Again, proving the point that, oh, I guess we're not as secure as we thought we were after 9/11. And that's exactly what the debacle at Christmas, on Christmas Day, I think more than anything, pointed out to people who perhaps were unaware, haven't traveled a lot, weren't paying attention to airport security necessarily, right? You're in your own little corner of the world and you haven't had a reason to fly, so you just really haven't thought about it that much. Now everybody's aware of it, including, of course, as Don was just talking to us, we were just going back and forth on that, the people who would like to do us harm in the first place. It just points out again, oh, yeah, it's like Swiss cheese. There's easy ways to gain access in and out of the United States. So now the question is over who's running the show at the TSA. And Claire McCaskill totally became unhinged over some of the things that Senator Jim DeMint had to say. So you actually had her making an interesting statement, kind of a shot heard around the world. It happened a couple of days ago, but in case you missed it, I wanted you to hear it.
This is the right guy for the job. And with all due respect, this is nuts, holding him up over whether or not somebody's going to be able to bargain for better benefits. This man will get confirmed, and he'll get confirmed by a wide margin. And playing games with the process, all it's doing is hurting the traveling public, because the most important frontline agency to protect Americans right now on flights is being held up over political stuff.
But Senator McCaskill, it's always being held up. We're hostages to the political game day in and day out. As I was just pointing out, pick a topic, pick any particular thing that is hanging in the balance that affects our lives, and that's exactly what we see coming out of Washington. It's funny, the Democrats complained that, you know, part of the problem is it's the Republicans. They have a logjam. Remember, then the whole Bush thing happens, and Bush is out, he's gone. So, you know, we don't keep looking back over the shoulder on the whole Bush deal, right? So what have the Democrats done that is so much better than what we're seeing right now? I mean, what have they done that's so much better that we saw in the past that was so wrong? So in other words, what I'm trying to point out once again, this is my little plug for the third party. More and more, it is quite clear, beyond quite clear, that we need a breath of fresh air in Washington. I mean, honestly. And can we get that? Is it possible to get those people anymore? Is everything just too jaded and too mixed up at this point? I mean, there's the true question. So in who's minding the store with the TSA, you know, put whatever puppet in you want to put in. I don't think it really makes that much of a difference. I think the problem is things that should have happened that didn't happen, and funding that should have been there, and serious issues about security that should have been discussed in the past, let's say 9 years, haven't been discussed. They should have been discussed before 9/11. But when we were caught sleeping and attacked, at that point, yeah, you would think with the so many committee meetings and the 9/11 commission and everything else and everybody's theories in between, far and wide reaching, right, left, and anywhere else, that were offered up, that were discussed, I mean, really, frankly, for years on end. How can it be that we're being told you're that much safer? Do you really feel that much safer? I gotta say no. I mean, no. So you have Jim DeMint blocking the TSA nominee over what the Democrats are calling union politics, and saying that this, Claire McCaskill, you heard her there, saying that this is a huge mistake, a big error in judgment to do this, to have DeMint, the Republican senator who won't let Obama's choice to head the TSA, won't move this ball forward, will actually hurt all of us at the airports. But to see to that, I wouldn't even give DeMint that much credit. It goes back to all those things that I was just blathering on and on about. Then this has been a problem from way back when, and this guy isn't going to make one bit of difference either way, I don't think. So that's what I would say to DeMint. Even we have to go further back than this, than Errol Southers, right? And I guess there's going to be debate over this now at this point. And I don't think this delaying of his confirmation, where we're having terrorist threats, increase of that, and this, I guess, vacuum, leadership vacuum at the top of the agency, it should have mattered all the way along. It shouldn't all of a sudden now be such of grave consequence. We have to just fill it right now. He's going to fix the nation. He's going to put us back on the security watch and get back to the business of this. I mean, come on. The answer to that is no. It should have happened before, right? Well, that's my two cents, right? All right, Kate is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm fine, thank you. But I heard you mention Claire McCaskill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. And listeners, forgive me, but she's such an idiot. There is, I mean, I went to several town hall meetings with that woman and watched her live point blank. But nonetheless, she doesn't have a clue about airport security. A quick story. Many years ago, when I was still in law enforcement, mm-hmm. I was in an airport and I forgot I had an off-duty weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Back in, you're much too young, but we had these like slouch purses. Well, it had fallen down in the corner, mm-hmm. and I went right on through the X-ray, and the gal didn't catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was very angry because I was putting my son on the airplane, so I went up to the airport people and badged myself and said, you know, that old gal over there did not catch my weapon. And I was authorized to have it through an airport. You couldn't believe the bells and whistles that went off before I even finished my statement. The gal at the desk had punched a button, and they were coming out of the woodwork. We had better security in 1970s than we have today, literally.
Yeah, Kate, I agree with you. Thanks for sharing that story. You're right. You're proof of that in telling us what you just told us. I agree.
Well, if we don't do something, I mean, it's about time they start profiling. Come on. I mean, it's not white Americans blowing up airports particularly, other than mm-hmm. if you want to go to Reed. But these people are flooding in from terrorist countries, and we're just letting them. So what is wrong with profiling if it protects American soil and Americans? I don't get the mindset of some of our politicians. It has become a disgrace. I thought I'd just add my two cents about McCaskill because we are so on the move to get her out of office in 2012. It's not even funny. She is going to be history.
Yeah.
She literally lied about everything. I'm not going to vote for cap and trade, then she does. I'm not going to vote for health, then she does. And now this airport security comment is like, honey, you just sealed your fate. You're gone.
I love that. I love that you just sealed your fate. Kate, thank you. I've heard that from other people that I know in Missouri, that it's McCaskill has a mountain that she can't even climb over. And you were an excellent caller. You just pointed out many of the reasons why. And sharing the story for us about the security deal, I've heard that from other people, too, that security was actually, some people think it was actually better if you go back, you know, three decades, which what does that say? I mean, are you kidding me? Security was better before? I don't feel like it's any tighter, I can tell you that. And it is ridiculous at this point where we keep bouncing this ball around. I mean, it's like we're SEALs clapping over and over again, just performing. We're on demand, and the performance is getting just way out of control. It's not funny anymore. It's serious business. And if a plane blows up, which if that had happened on Christmas Day, you wait and see what the reaction around the country is. They haven't seen anything yet in Washington. 800-259-5791. Hang through. We'll get to you next on America Tonight.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Sweden. Hey, Christina. She's probably drinking her coffee right now. She says, soon they will change tactics. Do you remember about a month ago when one of the wives of the second-in-command in ACTA said it was time for all women to die for the cause? Soon it will be the little old lady. Everyone should be checked. These are sorry times. Look how it was in Sri Lanka. It was the women they used as bombers. Touche. Very good point. And internationally, Christina, as you know, that's what they're doing in 14 different countries that are coming in. But trust me, there are ways to evade. And I believe the terrorists have the upper hand. They've got to be laughing at some of the things that they see coming out of the United States. Stu in Kentucky. Happy New Year, Stu.
Happy New Year, Kate. How was your New Year?
It was good. How was yours?
Oh, it was pretty good. I think they got a little of that Canadian whiskey and got a little of that clear stuff they make down here in Kentucky, you know, that real good clear stuff. And, boy, I had a good old time.
No kidding. That sounds good.
Good stuff, as long as it's smooth. You just got to have a buddy that knows how to cut it right. It's a good shot. I want to tell you, first of all, I was reading that Goldman Sachs stepped up and they bailed out that YRC, which big company that's going out. It's 41,000 drivers, 18,000 office employees. So Goldman Sachs bailed them out on that, I guess. Instead of letting them go bankrupt. As far as this profiling, I don't understand why, when it comes to our country's safety, we have to be so politically correct. What is the problem with being straightforward and honest? You understand what I'm saying?
I totally get you. Why can't we be honest?
Middle Easterns that was on the 9/11 planes. They were all Middle Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we know Nigeria has a lot of Muslims, Somalia, different countries that are blacks. I see nothing wrong with going through these guys with a fine-tooth comb. When you're talking about the safety of our citizens, I think it's pretty damn important to get their political correctness out the window and do what it takes to be a country to stand together no matter what, who you're discriminating against. It's not discrimination. It's CYA covering your, you know,
right.
You figure it out.
Right.
And it's aggravating, and you know, but I guess, you know, we got a president there that wants to do anything political correct, and, you know, we call them a religion of love and peace. You know, we got to watch what we say and everything else they say, I guess. But I don't know. I just don't get the whole profile and deal why it's so wrong to profile. You know, I mean, if you go to get a job, they're going to profile you one way or another. They're going to look through your crap and see what you got in your background.
That's right. There's a great example. Every single one of us, you, me, everything. I've been through it. I'm sure you have been through it. Yes.
Yeah. And if you know, if a felon comes, puts an application to me, and if I see he's a felon, I'm probably not going to hire him, even though the guy's already done his time. That's
mm-hmm.
profiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not, it's profiling.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI won't hire a felon. You can't be a cop, be a felon for reasons. It's profiling, so it's no different than saying, I'm not going to hire you for this reason.
Right.
Or I'm not going to let you on the plane, or I'm going to really check you out because of this. So, you know, I mean, it just goes through another nail in Obama's coffin, you know, as far as being president, that it's not looking out for America's best. It's looking out what's going to be best for him. He's thinking worldwide by saying, well, we're not looking at Indians, we're not looking at the Pakistanis or Iraqis or Iranians to get on our planes or, you know, you get where I'm coming from. We're not going to look at them. We're not going to discriminate against them. We don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not covering America. It's covering every place else, covering his tail and every other country but America. So I don't know. I'm pretty confident 2012, he's screwed anyway. He ain't got no chance in hell getting back in, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think he's four and done with the way the polling's going. We'll see as you get deeper into it, Stu, but you made some great points. Drive safely. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. This is where I'm going to go with this call. Remember the woman who converted to Islam and didn't want to take off her hijab for her photo license in Florida?
Yes, you and I talked about that on the air, yes.
Okay, very good. The Muslims are actually showing us a way how we can get an exemption to the scanners. Do you really think, America, that some woman in a burqa or a hijab, let's say a burqa, getting on a flight somewhere, who's covered under Sharia law. In Saudi Arabia, they have to walk behind their men. They can't drive. They're treated like second-class citizens. Be that as it may, do you think the husband of one of these women is going to allow some Westerner who is not as strict as Sharia law Islamist to look at his naked wife behind that burqa at a back scan, at the airport? It's not going to happen, Kate.
Mm-mm.
So the Council of American Islamic Relations, they're going to say, look, we have a problem showing a non-believer our face. We're not going to go behind these back scanners. So, and if anybody thinks that I'm talking out of my rear end, look at the judge from Minnesota who sided with the imams when they pushed the prayers under the rug and talking about Osama bin Laden and everything else. And then the people even that were nervous on the flight, we have to pass legislation so that you don't get called in for pulling one of these people aside and saying, hey, you know, this is what's going on here. So this is how nuts we've become. But this way you can go to the counter and say, you know, put your prayer rug down, pray your prayers to Allah, you know, and say, I'm not going through it, you know. But this is the point I'm making. They're not going to let some guy who's not look at the naked a woman behind the burqa. So the point is, it's not going to fly. And if they start giving exemptions out, that's what's going to happen. And I'll tell you something else. I was very, very I was trying to be, not tell you this story, but it'll take 30, maybe a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Richard Jewell when the
yes.
down in Atlanta?
Yes.
The FBI fingered that guy as the bomber. They
That's
had
right.
to give him an apology, and he became a sheriff, I believe. He actually passed away a few years ago. I think he had a
mm-hmm.
heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
He told the truth, and they tried to hammer him. They took the tapes from the Oklahoma City bombing. They don't want you to see that. They took the tapes from the Pentagon about the, okay? You say, where am I going, Mark? The Haskells, who said there was a well-dressed man that got this guy on a plane in Amsterdam. The FBI is trying to put that behind them because they don't want you to know the truth, America. Now, what I'm about to tell you happened, Kate, but I'm going to change the venue and what happened, okay? I'm going to say it happened in an airline terminal. There was this actually happened, but not in the airline terminal. I'm saying the airline terminal. Just think of a transportation hub where a person who worked there, who was a bit on the slow side, who was a custodian, found an actual device in an American terminal. The FBI hammered this guy to the point where he actually passed away because they didn't want the public to know that this device was found, okay? I know this for a fact. I'm giving you hearsay, but it would happen, and I can't tell you these specifics because I'll get in trouble.
Right.
But my point is, America, if you think that these animals are not trying stuff, I don't know who's behind it, whether the CIA is telling these guys to do it. The point is, security operations were changed at the airport in addition to the scanners and everything else. But when the guy found the thing, and they took advantage of the fact that he was a little bit slow mentally, and they basically killed him. But it follows a pattern. Richard Jewell, the Haskells with this new flight saying there was a well-dressed man. This guy at the airport, the wink-wink, found the device, and they dismantled it. They just want you to keep going on with your life, America, because we want you to commerce. Because if you knew how much in danger you were, what sitting ducks you are, and you know what I'm talking about when I say sitting ducks, for the next attack, this is, you know, if you stop that attack, you'll be hailed as a hero by the common people, but the authorities will come after you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And
right.
at the end of the day, I haven't said enough to get myself in trouble or anything, but watch your back, America. I don't know who's behind it, but you have to try to think ahead of them because while there are some good people trying to protect us, you're responsible for your own safety. Thank you, baby. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. I know what Mark was alluding to, by the way, and he couldn't reveal very much of that information for fear of repercussions, but it's what we say. More and more, it is feeling as though the feeling across the country, sadly, is that many of us are standing alone on our own. If you're looking for the government to rescue you, think again, sadly. Having said that, I am a believer, I'm an optimist, and I still think we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I say to all of you, continue to reach and try to grab that brass ring.